Well, again, Merry Christmas to one and to all, and how nice it always is to see visitors back in town and faces have been gone for a while back home with family. It's just a beautiful part of this time of the year, I think you would agree. If you're visiting and don't know me, I'm Father Nathan Reeson. I'm the pastor both here at Cabrini and also at St. Mary's on the north end of town. And I send greetings on behalf of our associate pastor who has shared also, Father Justin Lopina. He's up at St. Mary's doing Mass right now. And also on behalf of Deacon Ron Schneider, who is not with us tonight, and of course, Deacon Mike Cable, who is assisting on the altar tonight, who is deacon for the whole territory, really. So thanks for being with us tonight, Deacon Mike. We appreciate it. And thank you, too. It's good that you're here. By show of hands, does anybody here have a December birthday? December birthdays? Just like a few of you, right? I have one. It's December the 3rd. Now you know what that is, right? And I don't know about you, but perhaps it was true that when we were kids, those with December birthdays, we all had this idea that because it was a December birthday, we didn't get much for our birthdays. It was like skipped over because, why? December is the month of Christmas, right? So it was often the case where we would say, you know what, your birthday this year, it's your Christmas gift. I'm not sure if that happened to you, but it happened to me. And that's why I became the angry, frustrated person you all think that I am. A lot of the time. Blame it all on my parents, right? So I'm not sure this is a December birthday syndrome, right? This is just what happens, okay? You get passed over because Christmas is in December. So among the deep theological questions that I ask myself every Christmas, one goes like this. Do you think that Jesus ever got mad that he had a December birthday? He could have said to his mother, if I'm born in June, I get better presents, right, Mom? You know, so. I mean, it's a humorous question, right? But, and the answer is, well, no, Father, because if he did, he'd be a problem child. He'd be a pain, right, for his parents. He'd be ungrateful and whatever, right? So the answer is, he was not a problem child. He was grateful. He loved whatever his parents got him for Christmas. That's half the answer anyway, right, in a humorous kind of a way. But I do raise it because I would say this is true about the Lord, and I've been saying this more and more in recent years as I thought about him. He is a problem child. He was a severe problem child. Okay? The Lord Jesus was a problem child from the start. So fellow problem children, we're not alone, right? What does that mean, though? You can take it on different levels. Why exactly was he a problem child? On one hand, if you were to look at his family tree, you'd think to yourself, yes, this kid is destined for a disaster. Why is that? Well, we heard a few moments ago the long genealogy from Matthew's gospel. I proclaim to you his family tree. And we can ask ourselves the question, why? What is with that? Why does Matthew lay out all these generations, 14, 14, 14, all the way back to Abraham? What's the point of that? Well, there's a lot of points to it. But one thing is clear, if you look at that family tree, Jesus' ancestors, those are all of his parents, going way back into the early days of the Jewish history. And if you look at them, they are not a stellar group of people. They have lots of problems. And if you think to yourself, if you're a product of your ancestry, Jesus, you're going to be a disaster. Way back in the story, he has two prostitutes somewhere in that line of mothers. He has Uriah the Hittite. And Solomon, that whole piece of the story, has a system of intrigue and adultery and murder all about King David's court. That's all in his family background. He has corrupt kings in his family background. He has Ahaz in there, who I preached about last weekend, kind of a weak leader of Israel. His son Hezekiah tried to steer things right, couldn't do it. Manasseh took over and for 40 years was an apostate, one of the worst rulers they ever had. Josiah tribe was killed by the Egyptians. So on the twists and turns, all those names in there that I read out, many of which we don't know much about, but some that we do, shady, mysterious, difficult characters, unusual, odd circumstances, often sinful circumstances. That is Jesus' family tree. So think to yourself, what's he going to amount to exactly? What's he going to grow up to be? Do we want to know? So is he a problem child? Well, on that level, maybe he could be, right? But there is an interesting detail in that entire genealogy that's worth paying attention to, and it is this. There's all those lines about became the father of, became the father of, became the father of. There is one father missing from the whole family tree. If you look at Jesus' background, there's something interesting. We get to Jesus, no father is mentioned. Joseph is mentioned, but doesn't say he's his father. It says he's the husband of Mary, who became the mother of Jesus. He has no earthly father. No earthly father is given on his family tree. And there, the story begins to turn. We realize why he's really a problem child. It's not because he complained about bad presents at Christmas time. That's humorous, I guess. No, he's something entirely different. Because he's something new in the entire human situation. He is firmly rooted in all of our humanity, right? His background is firmly human. All the sins, all the frustrations, all the difficulties, the entire mess of world history, it's all in his DNA. It's all in there. We just heard the entire line read out. But his father is heavenly. His father is divine because he is also fully divine. Fully God, fully man, all at the same time. Which means he begins something brand new in existence and brand new in human history. And he's going to take all the muck and the mess and he's going to clean it up in a whole dramatic and profound way. So he's a problem because he's going to take to power and take to authority the fact that when they realize just who he actually is, a choice is demanded. They're going to have to change. They have to deal with him. So in the womb, he is pursued. He is rejected by King Herod. All Jerusalem has trouble when he is born. Matthew's gospel says so. Infants are killed around him. He's chased into Egypt and come back again. And as an adult, he starts more fights and arguments than anybody else in human history. He was an argument starter from the word go. Why? Because he made people reckon with the fact that he was God. He was entirely them and entirely different all at the same time. Therefore, the world can be different because he is born. Sins can be taken away because he is born. The dead could rise from their graves, all of us, because he is born. He's born to die. He's born to be a sacrifice. He's born to flip the entire established order on its head because why? In his whole family tree, the father was missing. Because his father was our father who is in heaven. So problem child, absolutely. Because he brings to everybody else in authority the fact that something must change, something must be different, and a new beginning is possible if we're willing to accept who he is. If we're not, well, we're finished, to put it very plainly. But if we do, new possibilities, new grace, new doorways, new pathways, and those who are established, they don't like that. He flips them all on their heads. So yeah, his family tree is interesting, but he's a problem child not because of who's in his past, but because of what lies ahead, what is new, what is different, what is bold, what is grace-filled, what is promise-filled. That's why he is a problem. He upends the entire world order, start to finish. That's good news for you and I in so many different ways. Think about us, right? We have a family tree, don't we? I have a family tree. You all have one. Think about who is in your past, who is in your background. Maybe, like the Lord, there are some shady characters. Perhaps there have been some failures and mistakes. And we can ask ourselves the question, am I bound by my past? Am I bound by all that went before me? Am I going to have the sins of my parents? Am I going to grow up to be an abuser like perhaps a relative was, or an addict like a relative might happen to have been? Am I going to grow up to become the dark, twisted people that sometimes inhabited my past? Hard to say. Can I change? Can I be done with my sins? Can I become a new and different person? Or am I so wedded to what's gone before me that I am stuck in this sinful, sometimes dark and frustrating mode? Is that me? We ask ourselves all the time. And because of today's birthday, this December birthday, December 25th, because of that, the answer is no. You don't have to be your past. We don't have to be what's gone before us. Something new can begin. There is a change, or there's a twist in the family tree, just like in our Lord's. And the twist is this: we also have a heavenly father. We have earthly parents, it's true, but spiritually we are reborn. God, the Father in heaven, is our Father, and the church is our mother. And out of the baptismal font, all of us baptized, when that happens, we start over. And the family tree goes a whole different direction, and new possibilities begin. And because that's true, that means that we find our place in that long genealogy, like this time in the order of grace. We can go forward with a new start. We can put an end to bad habits. We can fix broken relationships. Even sinful people like me, and I'm one of them, believe me, we can be forgiven and we can start over because our family tree is fundamentally altered at the root. That's what baptism does. The birth of Christ makes it all possible. So if I'm reborn, and you're reborn, that means that we go out into the world and we too can become those who challenge the establishment. The world needs healing, doesn't it? It needs to walk a different pathway sometimes. It's hard out there. There's difficult things in life, near and abroad. And the Christian says, I can be different. And because I have heavenly origins, because I have heaven in my DNA, because I am baptized, I can take to power a new way to live. I can walk differently, think differently, forgive more boldly, love more deeply. I have a different Father. My Father is in heaven. The Lord is my brother. The church is my mother. This, all of us, is my family. I can live a new way because of my origins in baptism. I'm born new because of Christmas. So that tells me, and you, that frankly, the answer to my question at the beginning of the homily, who has a December birthday? We all do. This is really all of our birthday, don't you see? We're all born with him. Baptism lets us do that. Today is our common birthday in grace with the one who is born for us, which means we all get to be problem children, which is outstanding because the world needs more of them and not the corrupt kind that we usually think of. No, we are problem children. Anybody who does not want to accept God, who thinks goodness is not possible, we are problem children to those who are too quick to judge, who do not forgive, who think God doesn't matter, who want to push away laws and morality. We say, wrong. We can live differently. We are different. We will be different because of who flows through our veins, the one who was born, crucified, and risen for the entire world. I am a proud problem child, and so are all of you. What a great thing. What a great, great thing. God has raised up problem children for generations. And he'll raise up more and more to come. And I'm so delighted that around me tonight are a room full of, you guessed it, problem children. Let's always be that to a world that wants to push the celebration to the side, doesn't want to deal with the one who is new, who has no earthly father. We know who he is. We know who we are, too. Let's always be everywhere, in every place, wherever we happen to be, people with December birthdays, people who are truly our Father's children, who are problem children for the entire world, who wants to reject that his birth really does make a difference. Merry Christmas to one and all.